With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel confirms that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, mastermind of the October 7th terror attack, has been killed.
In contrast to Israel's notable intelligence successes of the past several weeks, Sinwar appears to have met his demise entirely by chance. He was killed alongside two other Hamas terrorists on Wednesday, though Israel did not realize it was Sinwar until a day later. He was killed in Rafah above ground, and no hostages were found nearby, despite the widespread belief that he was hiding underground in Hamas's elaborate network of tunnels underneath Gaza, surrounded by hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Sinwar, quote, a mass murderer who killed thousands of Israelis and kidnapped hundreds of our citizens. And he said, quote, evil took a heavy blow, but noted, quote, the mission ahead of us is still unfinished. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, 2024's Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner was held last night. The event benefiting Catholic charities was hosted by comedian Jim Gaffigan, who criticized Kamala Harris for not even attending the event. Harris is the first presidential nominee to skip the dinner in decades. President Trump did attend. An important battleground state begins early voting.
Early in-person voting has started in battleground state North Carolina. Only four voting sites out of the 80 in western North Carolina are closed because of damage from Hurricane Helene. The line was long at one polling place in hard-hit Asheville. Bill Whalen says he's devoted to casting his vote.
Anytime you have something this cataclysmic, it's going to disrupt people's lives. They're trying to figure out how to flush their toilets.
Another person in line said voting is an important milestone, getting back to normal, whatever that might turn out to be. Whalen says it's a worthwhile break from the cleanup and recovery.
At least in my neighborhood, there's a widespread understanding of the importance of this election.
I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. It's getting harder to be a Christian in the United Kingdom.
Hostility toward believers is on the rise, with hundreds of cases of people suffering job loss and sometimes even physical assaults for their faith. A new report from the Commission of Inquiry into Discrimination Against Christians finds that the faithful are apt to take a lot of flack for expressing opinions that used to be commonly held just a few decades ago. The commission says many people interviewed for the report insisted on remaining anonymous for fear of backlash just for participating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Refugees from Ukraine and Russia who have left for Israel are now helping the war effort there. The Slavic Gospel Association is organizing Ukrainian and Russian Jewish Christians to deliver aid to suffering families on the front lines. The Illinois-based organization is backing the relief efforts of more than a dozen Ukrainian and Russian-speaking congregations in Israel. This is SRN News. New Mexico's governor is ending an emergency public health order in this election year.
The order suspended the right to carry guns at public parks and playgrounds in the state's largest metro area. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has announced the expiration of her emergency public health order after more than a year. Her original order ignited a furor of public protest, prompted Republican calls for the governor's impeachment. It also spawned legal challenges that are still pending in the U.S. court system. Lujan Grisham says the suspension of gun rights and companion measures have improved public safety. John Scott reporting.
Instagram is rolling out new features aimed at protecting teenagers from sextortion scams. That's when scammers threaten that they'll share intimate photos of the user unless they get some form of payment. Parent company Meta says one of the features will prohibit the ability to screenshot or record images. More details at SRNnews.com.